You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition, August 14th, 2015, edition of Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Football Podcast. The best and worst defenses for 2015. We've got six teams that all have an appearance in the best defenses against. I've got three teams that all have appearances in the worst defenses against. To make an appearance, your team must be listed three out of four times. The four categories being quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. So we're going to cover the top 10 by position, best and worst defenses for 2015. This is not last year's data. You can go get fantasy points against in last year's data somewhere else. This is going to win you fantasy football championships. Three teams, again, appear in at least three or more categories on the worst against. Okay. Some surprising names for you. Then we've got the top 150 ADP versus the Fantasy-O-Matic system. Why is this important? So you know who is most valuable versus this year's current ADP. Because that changes all the time. So you say, well, oh, this guy's a great value in round whenever. Well, how is that determined? All right. So you'll be able to get that in the link right below the video. It's a Google spreadsheet. Even looks great on the phone. You can whip it out on your phone while you're doing your draft. Shoot. Color-coded. You don't have to scroll around. It's in real nice columns, real easy to read. You guys will love it. So let's get into these best and worst defenses here. The top six, again, three out of the four categories, they appear in the top 10. Seattle, Houston, Buffalo, Detroit, Cleveland, and Carolina. So if you have to draft a defense at this point in the year, gamble on one of those. Let's talk about the best by position. These are top 10 in order of best. So 1 through 10. Against QB, the hardest games against the QB are provided to you by the Seattle Seahawks, followed by Buffalo, Miami, Kansas City, Houston, Detroit, New England, Cleveland, Minnesota, and Tennessee. Let's talk about the best defenses against running backs. The best defense, again, brought to you by the Baltimore Ravens, followed by Seattle, the New York Jets, Denver, Houston, Arizona, Detroit, Buffalo, Carolina, and Washington. The best defenses against your wide receivers provided to you in the number one spot is the Seattle Seahawks, followed by Kansas City, Denver, Indiana, Dallas, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Carolina, and Oakland. Believe it, Ripley's. Tight end position, best defended by Minnesota, followed by Houston, Carolina, Cleveland, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Buffalo, and Miami. Okay. Might end up referencing that. Those notes. As the season goes along. So, let's move on to the worst. Three teams appear in the top 10 of each category at least three times. Tampa Bay, New Orleans, and Atlanta. Those games likely going to be more shootouts. Especially with teams like Atlanta and New Orleans. Tampa Bay, well, we just don't know yet. So, again by QB. QBs have the easiest time against the San Diego Chargers, followed by Indianapolis, San Francisco, Atlanta, Cincinnati, the Jets, the Ravens, the Saints, the Steelers, and the Arizona Cardinals. Giving up the most to running backs are Tennessee, Jacksonville. Now, side thought here. Does Indianapolis play Tennessee and Jacksonville twice this season? Or was that Houston? I don't know, but they're both in the top two. That's crazy. Tennessee, Jacksonville. Easiest for your running backs. Followed by Chicago, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, San Diego, Atlanta, the New York Giants, Cleveland, and Dallas. The worst defenses against your wide receivers for 2015 are Atlanta, St. Louis, Rams, Jacksonville, Green Bay, Washington, Philly, the Jets, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and the Saints. Lastly, wrapping up with tight end, giving up the most points in this upcoming season to the tight ends because they cannot defend the position as better as most of the others in the league. The Jets, Arizona, New England. That might change. I don't know. Chicago, Dallas, Oakland, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, New Orleans, and Denver. So I like to talk about rankings because just because I've drafted quite a few teams, there's maybe 50 million people between now, maybe 100 million people between now and the beginning of the football season that will draft. So we have broken down the entire top 150 list for you. And then I've broken it down into position one. So all the QB, RB, wide receivers, tight end position one categories are put together in one list for you so that you can make sure you're filling every spot that you got in your roster. You know, unless you're deciding to punt a position. Who can ever mind punting tight end position? Oh, some guy on the waiver wire will kick it in. So you're broken down into position ones and then position two and beyond. So beyond would include wide receiver three, four, etc. So you've got the whole list of the 150 and then broken down. Okay. Now, coming in at the number one, ADP, of course, is Adrian Peterson. Many people like him. Why not? Now, here's what we're going to talk about in the rankings. We're actually going to scroll down through the players just by standard ADP. Going to mention their position in RB1 or in RB2, okay? We're going to talk about their strength of schedule ranking. We're going to talk about their O-Matic ranking, the difference between, and whether or not their favorites, risks, or values. Top 150 guys coming up after our sponsor.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzo, or enter promo code MacBizzo and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to this August 14th edition of Mac Bizzo Radio. Usually number one pick overall, going in mini drafts, Adrian Peterson. So again, we're going to discuss the strength of schedule, the Fantasy-O-Matics real-life analytics ADP instead of who knows ADP, okay? And then the difference between the two. So the difference between the two would result in a negative number. Let's do an example. At this year, at 2015 ADP, ranked 7th overall, Dez Bryant. Strength of schedule rating for all wide receivers in the league is the second best. Fantasy-O-Matic has Dez Bryant actually ranked 2nd overall, resulting in a negative 5. And you'll see this is green in the spreadsheet, so it's just this beautiful thing to read. Super easy to get you the best draft guys. Now, I'll have favorite risk value. So let's go through them. We talked about Adrian Peterson, okay? So he's at a, you know, right there in the range, okay? Jamaal Charles actually going about 10 picks too high, but this is a good risk. It's a phenomenal player. 21st overall in difficulty ranking, one being the easiest, of course, for the running back schedule for them. Okay, on the even tougher schedule, Le'Veon Bell, and while probably going 3rd overall, is always going to go 1st, 2nd, 3rd, you know, 4th through the 7th pick, a favorite of almost everybody's. Some players that are pretty much right where they should be going, 4, 5, and 6 are Eddie Lacy, Marshawn Lynch, and Antonio Brown. Respectively, Lacy's RB schedule difficulty comes in at 26, Lynch is at 22, and Antonio Brown's at 30. But still, they're going accurately here. Now, we talked about Dez Bryant. So Dez Bryant is the 2nd best overall Fantasy-O-Matic draft pick ranking. C.J. Anderson is the 1st overall, and we're just skipping Arian Foster. Interesting note about Houston, though, has the 4th easiest running back schedule. So even if you're putting in a scrub, you know, maybe they'll get more than, you know, 3.6 yards a carry. Who knows, okay? With Foster gone, the defense might just be spending more time on the field. But ranked 1st overall, C.J. Anderson. Now, if you're getting him at the end of the 1st round, into the 2nd round, could you, depending on where your pick is, you might be able to get Bryant and C.J. Anderson. If you miss on C.J. Anderson and you went with Le'Veon Bell or Dez Bryant, LeSean McCoy has the 9th easiest overall schedule and is ranked the 10th overall. as we get closer to the season, you'll see Odell Beckham Jr. continue to rise, fifth easiest overall schedule, third overall rank by Fantasy-O-Matic, a value anywhere in the first round there with Dez Bryant, okay, and C.J. Anderson. Now, Demaryius Thomas also going about the turn. 31st overall in difficulty, but being drafted pretty much equally to where their value stands, okay? Matt Forte, 27th overall in difficulty, 20th overall rank. So there's a little bit of risk there for me, especially if I'm like, well, do I take Julio Jones or Calvin Johnson? Julio Jones with a 14th overall difficulty. Calvin Johnson, the 10th overall difficulty, getting drafted about 8 spots below where the actual value is. Okay, so depending on who's in your league and who has their favorite players can often determine on where it goes. But that is pretty much the guys in round number one, depending on the size of your league, that are going to start to fade off the board. DeMarco Murray and Jeremy Hill. Okay, so a 24th and a 32nd overall in difficulty. Injury risk for me for DeMarco Murray. And I'm paying at least 5 players ahead of where it would be, you know, adequate to draft him. Jeremy Hill, I feel obligated to get Giovanni Bernard, which I like situations where it's a one back guaranteed handcuff, Niall Davis to Jamaal Charles. Get him late, okay, in the draft. Throw him on your bench. In case something happens, blap, you're good to go. Rob Gronkowski. I'm usually not ending up because I'm a punt the tight end position, because I feel good to get wide receivers, tight end position off the waivers, running backs. Just, you know, there's always somebody that's gonna pop into the mix. So I'm usually not ending up with Rob Gronkowski. Now, if I'm at the turn and I have a chance to get both Green Bay wide receivers, even though they have a very difficult schedule, obviously Aaron Rodgers going in this same area, they're all favorites of mine, okay? Now, here's something to consider, though. Aaron Rodgers should be going about 7 picks higher than this year's ADP, okay? So should Justin Forsett. Okay, so if you load up on, you know, a couple amazing wide receivers in the beginning, and you come around and you're picking up Forsett or Gore, somebody like that, you're going to be finding great value. AJ Green, maybe about 5 or 7 spots, I think, a little bit higher, 28th overall difficulty ranking for the schedule for him this year. Now, in contrast to those players, there is Alshon Jeffrey right in the middle, getting drafted adequately to the performance level. Mike Evans, though, with the first easiest schedule for wide receivers, but still ranks 17th overall, still about 7 or 8 picks below where this should be going, okay? Melvin Gordon, pretty good risk. So, if you see any of the players on the spreadsheet here that I'm sharing with you guys in the orange color or kind of a gold color. Those I'm kind of fading those guys. Okay, so I like the blue guys. Indifferent about the guys that remain in a black ink. Guys in the green ink, you know, those are the guys that I like. And moving on here to T.Y. Hilton. 6th easiest overall schedule, 15th ranked overall. Great value, okay? Now, I've been going Frank Gore over T.Y. Hilton. And they're back-to-back pretty much in this year's ADP. And I'll tell you why, okay? The wide receiver 2 position always excels when there's an excellent wide receiver 1. Now, Andre Johnson's a little bit bigger of a guy, okay? And odds are they could be putting their lesser capable corners, putting their best corner on T.Y., okay? Frank Gore's going to be seeing less people on the line. And I can usually, if I stack, there's a draft strategy definitely of stacking a particular offense together. You would not want to go as far as a 4th player, but 3 players from the same team in Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, and Randall Cobb, for example. And that combination will not hinder you in the fantasy realm from winning championships. It could very well accelerate you toward that goal. Another guy that's a good value at 31st overall, RB2 Alfred Morris, 5th easiest overall schedule. And with the wide receiver situation there up in the air, you know, still about 5 or 6 picks, you know, half a round late compared to where they could be going. Mark Ingram, I'm actually pushing down. That's one way that I differ a little bit from the Fantasy-O-Matic rankings. I'll take a guy like that just because he's Mark Green. Oh, this, no, this is kind of a risk situation. It always has been year after year. Right there, I mean, you're going to take Mark Ingram instead of Emmanuel Sanders or Frank Gore or T.Y. Hilton or Brandon Cooks or Peyton Manning. come on, man, right? Okay, so that part of the season is coming soon. Calvin Benjamin at 36 overall. You know, Lamar Miller's in here too. 34th, 23rd, most difficult run schedule, but getting drafted right about there. Anyway, Calvin Benjamin, about a half round later than the actual value. DeAndre Hopkins, though, and Carlos Hyde in this late 30s realm of ADP, definitely risky over there. Peyton Manning coming in at basically round 4. Really good value, but you're still overpaying. But with the good receivers, you know, I don't mind receiver stacking with the really elite QBs, you know. Moving on to Latavius Murray, getting drafted right where he should be. Some risk there, but I put risk actually in the color green, not red. I typically don't draft Raiders, okay? Instead of Latavius Murray, I'll get Andre Johnson playing more in a PPR. 6th easiest overall wide receiver schedule. And great value at a WR2. Jonathan Stewart, kind of an injury risk here. Potentially has that history in the past. Getting drafted at, you know, adequate level here. So I think if you're getting mid-fourth, you know, 44th overall value, nothing crazy or exciting about that. Second easiest running back schedule in the league. And that's good for both him and Cam Newton. Now, here's some other players in that same area that I definitely like better than Jonathan Stewart. And it's quite a bit of names here. For instance, like Russell Wilson. 10th easiest overall wide receiver schedule, Golden Tate. Running about a half round late there. You can still get Drew Brees below this. Travis Kelce below this. I fade a lot of guys in this area that I'm just not interested in. So Andre Ellington, C.J. Spiller, Amari Cooper, Keenan Allen, T.J. Yeldon, Sammy Watkins. I'm just, you know, I think there's value there for the ability to draft Watkins. But there's just always better value coming up below them. One of the most extreme values we have yet to talk about are two quarterbacks, okay? Minus 24 differential in ADP versus production. And minus 31 for Ben Roethlisberger. So the 24 belongs to Russell Wilson. So these guys going 2 to 3 rounds later, actually, than they should be. Is where Drew Brees only about a round later. So still those two guys pretty valuable. So you're adding a lot of value if you're getting your QB in that range, you know. So if you miss the Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, you know, depending on your league, I generally play in leagues that have a bonus for like so many yards or so many yards in, you know, play plus PPR, maybe have a little bit more value than 4 point per touchdown. So I like the QB early. I like to create that solid floor. And I always find value on other positions. But so those are some great things. DeSean Jackson, about a half round later than he should be. So still a good value there, a good value on Greg Olsen. And this is in our, you know, late 50s into 60s overall. Okay, Jeremy Maclin, definitely a risk there, but getting drafted at an appropriate or adequate position, 26th overall in difficulty. Brandon Marshall in this range, 23rd overall in difficulty, definitely a risk there, so... if I'm faced with four players, Brandon Marshall, Jeremy Maclin, DeSean Jackson, or Greg Olsen, well, you know, I probably actually would look down to see if Jarvis Landry was still there, 9th easiest overall schedule, but still being drafted accordingly. I've seen him get picked a little bit earlier in drafts over the last, you know, 10 to 15 days, though. And a good potential player, Allen Robinson, 16th overall in difficulty, so about average. Getting drafted in that 6th to 7th round is about average. If you're picking up in that location, Allen Robinson and a Doug Martin, you might be overpaying a little bit. But overpaying versus what? Players that are not as good? Well, it depends on your roster makeup. The best value in the 70 range overall is Victor Cruz, Vincent Jackson, and Cam Newton. More after the break.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, and we're back. These are some great late round values. I left you off with the names Victor Cruz, Vincent Jackson, and Cam Newton. Now, these are all three players that are up and down. But Vincent Jackson, the number one easiest wide receiver schedule. Victor Cruz, the fifth easiest. And Cam Newton, the sixth easiest quarterback schedule. To mention Doug Martin there, Tampa Bay, not only wide receiver and running back, they both have the easiest overall schedule. Crazy, okay? But those are some players that in this area are some very good value. So at that 74, 75 overall ranking, hovering between Matt Ryan and Cam Newton, Cam Newton at that particular spot in ADP is a much better value, potentially, than Matt Ryan. Okay, there's also your choice of Martellus Bennett there. I like Julius Thomas at about the 80 overall. And 25th hardest schedule for tight ends, so not necessarily a cakewalk. You Tony Romo fans are getting a good value at 79th, 80th overall, but 25th overall in difficulty for the QB schedule for Romo, but still getting about an extra half a round of a value if you're picking them up there. So you could easily grab them anywhere from the 70th overall to 90th overall pick, and that would be a good range, depending on your league, depending on if there's, you know, some Dallas fans or whatever. In this range, you've got guys like Shane Vereen, Mike Wallace, Chris Ivory showing a potential value, actually 7th overall in ease of schedule for the running back position there for the Jets. And should be going in the 7th round is where it's starting to be late 7th, 8th round. So Zach Ertz, man, player news, you know, bad news there, okay? Don't think I have him in any leagues. Thank goodness, okay? Some other good values in this late 80s range, though. Trey Mason, Charles Johnson, Johnson with a 21st overall difficulty, Trey Mason with a 29th overall. Mason, the better value than Johnson, but it depends on how you're building your roster. So Roddy White, though, going in the same range as a Zach Ertz, Matthew Stafford, Charles Johnson, Trey Mason. Obviously, you fade Derek McFadden. You don't draft that guy. Michael Floyd already hurt. Ryan Matthews, you know, made a glass like Danny Amendola. Never put those two guys on the same team. That'd just be, can you imagine? Ryan Matthews, Danny Amendola, and Sam Bradford all on the same team. That would just be sweet. call it the IR team. But you've got Owen Daniels there, which is a great value. About 90th overall, you're still looking at tight end one. 80th overall ranking, so almost a round earlier in value. Devonta Adams, Steve Smith, Eli Manning, an extreme value, being able to draft them at almost 100th overall. Larry Fitz with a 7th easiest wide receiver schedule. So if, is the big if, Carson Palmer can stay healthy, we'll see how that goes. Okay. But I kind of fade some more guys in this area. Cameron, LaFell, David Cobb, Sankey, now David Johnson, Reggie Bush, Jason Witten, and Terrence Williams, show the value here. Reggie Bush shows value, but that's just kind of some injury risk. Pierre Garçon does 3rd easiest wide receiver schedule. Okay, so in that 100 to 120 range, those are some names to think. Nile Davis, I do like, but still you're going to pay a little bit early, so either use him as trade bait for the Charles owner or stash him and grab him. That way if the Charles owner has injury issues with that player, you know, you might be able to make a deal. Let's play and make a deal, okay? Some other guys I'm fading in this area, though. I mean, Colston's a good value. 13th easiest overall wide receiver schedule. Still getting him about a round later than the actual production will be equal to. For you guys that like to punt the QB position, every year I hear the same story. Well, I can get Carson Palmer in like the 92nd round. No, not that there's that many rounds in the draft, but still. You sure can. You can get him in the 130 range, okay? Fifth easiest overall QB schedule, a four-round drop. So even if you, even taking him four rounds earlier, the value would be appropriate. Ranked 92nd overall, but getting drafted about 136. I'm fading guys like Decker, Bradford, Delaney Walker, Percy Harvin, Dwayne Allen. In this same range, in this 140 to 150 range, there's a little cluster of folks, little cluster of guys that are going to be that guy right at the end here of the top kind of 150 mix that might really help out your bench potential here. So Darren Sproles, about 130th, 140th overall. If there's any injuries on that team or if they use him at wide receiver. Eric Ebron, if you want to tight end two, sixth easiest overall schedule. About three rounds early in value. I'm not a Kyle Rudolph fan, but the value is actually there at this point in the draft. Dante Moncrief, Devin Funchess, you know, Teddy Bridgewater sometimes as low as 130th overall. Kind of fading the Nick Foles and RG3 thing, so I'm not really going for those guys. If I get Ladarius Green, let's say at tight end, hey, that's not bad. Wouldn't mind backing it up with Gates, you know. So those are your top 150, okay? So we can do a recap real quick by the actual skill set position. So these are the guys. If you've never played fantasy football, draft one of, try to draft two or three of these names that I'm going to quick fire off to you here, okay? Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, Le'Veon Bell, Eddie Lacy, Marshawn Lynch, Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant, C.J. Anderson, Demaryius Thomas, LeSean McCoy, Matt Forte, Odell Beckham, Julio Jones, Andrew Luck, Calvin Johnson, okay? You'll probably get your choice of one, maybe two of those. If you're lucky here in the first two rounds, okay? As things move along, you want Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Forsett, Randall Cobb, Mike Evans, T.Y. Hilton. I'm cool with Jimmy Graham, Peyton Manning, Russell Wilson, Drew Brees, Travis Kelce, Ben Roethlisberger. These are all people that you want to use as tiers, position one in their skill set. Later guys, okay, Romo late, Julius Thomas a little bit later, Eli Manning later, Ryan Tannehill later, Jason Witten, Ladarius Green, those are all later values. So try to get two, three. The more of those guys that you can get, the better your team's going to be. Moving on into that RB2 range. You guys might hear some shocking names that you think are RB1s. Okay, but moving into that position two skill range is your backup players, your secondary and third position fillers. Okay, Jeremy Hill, Frank Gore, Alfred Morris, Emmanuel Sanders, Lamar Miller, Brandon Cooks, Joseph Randall. I'm kind of fading the Joseph Randall, DeAndre Hopkins, Carlos Hyde, Jordan Matthews, maybe take Latavius Murray or Jonathan Stewart, okay? Kind of saying no to the Ellingtons and Spillers and Amari Coopers and TJ Yeldons, and I'm not picking the Todd Gurley. I'm not the Gurley man. Golden Tate is a great WR2 value. DeSean Jackson, we talked about. Later, you know, stashing a guy like Victor Cruz or Vincent Jackson, Allen Robinson, you know. These are all your second tier guys, you know, the Chris Ivories, the Trey Masons, the Roddy Whites, Steve Smith, Larry Fitzgerald, Terrence Williams, Pierre Garçon, Colston. You know, Darren Sproles to fill in your bench, Carson Palmer, Reuben Randall, guys like that, you know. So enjoy the data. Super easy to use. You can just have it up on your phone at the same time you're doing your draft. And thanks to Google Spreadsheets for helping me put it together to share with you. And we'll catch you on the next episode of Mac Bizzo Radio.
You have been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, listen on Blog Talk Radio, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.